This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Meekness is a man or woman who doesn't demand his or her way. The opposite of meekness or gentleness is saying it's my way or the highway. What part of this do you not understand? The opposite of meekness or gentleness is it's my way or the highway. What part of this do you not understand? You know, it may be good in a movie to see that it's lousy in a marriage to have somebody like that. It may be good for a TV show to have that kind of character in the show, but it's lousy with kids. It's my way or the highway. And the sooner you figure that out, the better. And these are the qualities that Paul tells Timothy, this is what you're to pursue. There are things you've got to flee in your life, and I want to suggest they have to do with people and places, but the things we have to pursue are righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. And then he says, fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. What are you willing to fight for? It's a good question to ask yourself. What am I willing to fight for? Have you ever made the statement, well, I'm not going to die for that hill. That's not something I'm willing to die for. And we use that metaphorically or figuratively. But we fight for a lot of things. We fight for us. And we fight for what's coming to me. And I'm going to fight for what people owe me. And I'm going to fight for this and that. Can it be said of you or me that we fight the good fight of the faith? Meaning that what matters to God matters to us. What matters to the Lord in spiritual things matters to us because we contend. We fight the good fight of faith. I shared this in both services earlier that I think this is really important. We put so much emphasis in our culture today on personality profiles. How many of you have ever had a personality test at work, at school, at prison, wherever it may have been, where you had to take a personality test, and you've taken those tests, and you know what interesting about that? We ascribe so much authority to those tests that I've actually heard people say, well, I can't change. That's my personality. You don't understand. That's how I'm wired. Tell that to the God who said, if any man or woman is in Christ, they're a new creation. Tell that to the God who said, if any man, any woman, any teenager is in Christ, they're a new creation, meaning they're a new person, totally. And we forget that. We put more authority in a personality test than we do in the power of God to change a person's life. And you know what that's called? Blasphemy. It's called blasphemy. Don't ever get to the place in your life where you say, well, I can't do this, and I can't be the kind of father and husband I should be, can't be the kind of guy I work because of my personality. And you know, my dad was like that, and his dad was like that. And we deny the power of God in doing that. We deny the power of God. God didn't say, I'll change you as long as you have the right personality to be changed. God doesn't say, I'm going to modify your life. I'm going to work in your life. It depends on your personality profile. No, none of that. If any man or woman is in Christ, they are a new creation.
Well, we're simply out of time today on Cross Hope, but I want you to make every effort to hear tomorrow's program as we tell one of the most powerful stories I've ever heard on radical life change. It's a woman from Grand Rapids, Michigan, who moves to Dallas, described her life in this way for 18 years. Miller Lite was my God. What a statement. For 18 years, I worshiped the God of Miller Lite. I hope that piques your curiosity to tune in tomorrow. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message again or any message you hear on crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.